I decide to take a walk down the hall to visit Jeff McConney and Eric Sacher. On the way, I see George Ross, so we have a short conversation, and he tells me that eating lunch downstairs at the Trump Grill can sometimes be a lively event now that people recognize him from the show. George can handle it, and sometimes he even smiles at people. I receive a copy of an article by writer and editor Patricia Baldwin, who interviewed me for Private Clubs magazine. She begins the article with a quote from Baseball Hall of Famer Dizzy Dean. "It ain't bragging if you can back it up." Her conclusion? "I'm not a braggart, just incredibly good at my job." Patricia spent a day with me while I visited my golf course in Palos Verdes, California. 5:15 p.m. I take a look around my office and realize I should try to downsize some of the piles of papers. So Norma comes in, and we start sorting and sifting. We end up with shorter piles, but more of them. It's a start. I can actually see people on the other side of my desk now. Norma tells me that since her appearance on the show, people have stopped her on the street and in restaurants and even on the bus for an autograph. Our lives have definitely changed. I get a call from Bob Kraft, who owns the New England Patriots. When Bob bought the Patriots, they were a disaster, and now they're the best team in football and the Super Bowl champions. Bob is an extraordinary man who has done an extraordinary job and has the best quarterback in football, Tom Brady, who was also a friend of mine. I review the faxes of the afternoon, decide whether or not I have time to accept public speaking engagements, and look through photographs for a magazine request. Considering that taping for the new season of The Apprentice will start up in less than 10 days, we have to be careful about the time I have for activities not directly involved with my business at the Trump Organization. I'm not playing hard to get. I just have to keep my priorities in order. Norma knows how to handle my schedule and decline invitations thoughtfully, and that's one reason why she's a great gatekeeper. My son Eric calls. He'll be attending Ivanka's graduation from the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania next month, along with everyone else in the family. 6 p.m. Jay Beanstalk and Kevin Harris come by to go over some more ideas for the tasks for the candidates for The Apprentice. This step is an important part of the show, and I like being actively involved with the decisions. Also, it helps that I am a native New Yorker and know the territory well. We spend an hour or so going over a lot of details and thinking through a few possibilities. 7 p.m. George Steinbrenner calls. No matter who I might be with, if they hear George is on the phone, they are impressed. He is a true winner, and he is always like a jolt of adrenaline. I love George and his winning way. I'm ready for a busy night in New York City, so I call it a day and go home.